Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Yudal Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, five lines on the bottom, right at the beginning of the line. So the Gemara brings a braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol makir b'oinim ve'eino oichel. He's allowed to be makir when he's an oinim, but he can't eat from the carbon. But he is a heter to do the avoda. Rabbi Yuda Imer kol ayoyim. Rabbi Yuda says a vague statement, kol ayoyim. So my kol ayoyim, what does it mean, kol ayoyim? Amar Rava, or some switch the gears at the Rabbah. The Rabbah said, that Kol Yoyim means that we even bring him, it's not just a heter for a Kohen Gadol to be makir when he's an Ainain. We dafka bring him from his house to relieve some of his tsar, and we bring him from his house to do the Avaida. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye asked Rabbah, Hashtel Rabbi Yehuda Afuke Mafkinan Le, if we even tell him to stop doing the Avaida, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, we'll go like Rabbah. We're talking about the Kohen Hedyot, that the Kohen Hedyot was standing and doing the Avodah, Vishama Shemes Lemes, and he heard that one of his close relatives died, and he's an Einin. So Maniach Avodah, so V'yotzei Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to stop in the middle. Rabbi Yosi Aymer Yigmar. Rabbi Yosi says he could finish. So, but the point is, we see that Rabbi Yehuda, at least regarding a Kohen Hedyot, is very machmer regarding Avodah by an Einin. And he says you even have to stop in the middle. Va'ad Amrin by Sinan Lemitei Beisai. And you're going to tell me that he's the Mako by the Kohen Gadol, and he says that we'll even bring him from his house to Dafka do the Avodah while he's Nainin? So Elam Arava, different Pshat. My Kol Yoyim, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said Kol Yoyim? Loimar She'inu Oived Kol Yoyim. It means he's not allowed to do the Avodah. He's not allowed to do the Avodah the whole day. The Kohen Hedyot's not allowed to because Gzeira Shem Yoicham. Midrabanan, after Gzeira, we don't want him to do the Avodah because then he might think that just like he's allowed to do the Avodah, he's also allowed to eat from the carbon and he might come to eat. So therefore we say not to do the Avodah. Amalei Rav Adabar Ava L'Ravo, Migaz Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yoicham. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that there's such a Gzeira that if you do Avodah when you're an Einein, so there's a Gzeira that you might come to eat it? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Af Ish Acharis Maskinen Loi, that we prepare for the Kohen Gadol a backup wife, Kashama Thomas Ishloi, because maybe his wife's going to die, this way he'll have another wife that he could do the Avodah with. But wait a second, Vimaisa Ishloi Avod Avodah. It comes out that if his wife dies, he's going to be doing the Avodah with his backup wife, but he's going to be doing the Avodah, even though his wife dies, so he's an Ainin. So you see that the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah when he's an Ainin. And the like Gazar Rabbi Yehuda Shemi Yechal, Rabbi Yehuda does not make a gzero. Amar le, so Rabbi says back, Hachi Ashto, there's no kasha. Awesome, over there on Yom Kippur, by the backup wife, Kevin, the Yom Kippur, since it's Yom Kippur. Dukuli amuleka achli, so hunayim lo asila mechal. Everyone else around was not eating any food, so he also is not going to come to eat. But Hacha, on any of the other day of the year, so there Rabbi Yehuda's gezer not to be makar when he's an oin in gzero Shemi Yechal, because dukuli am achli, because everyone else is eating, and therefore hunayim asila. He might also come to eat. Now the Gemara says the Kasha, how could you even ask that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is an Einin? Does he actually become an Einin? He's divorcing his wife. Lemafre, he's divorcing his first wife. So he's not really an Einin. When she dies, it comes out she's not his wife. So says the Gemara, even though halachically he doesn't become an Einin, but a true Dimiloi Mitrit, but doesn't he have that same amount of sadness, machmas her patira? And therefore, he is not besimcha, and he cannot perform the Aveda. Ba'atzim, he wouldn't be able to perform the Aveda. He's considered an Einin. He's not going to be able to eat from the Kachim when he's an Einin. And therefore, we ask the Kasha that we see that Rabbi Yehuda is not Goyzer Shem Yavu Liachal. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kol Sheva Hayamim, Kol Sheva Sayamim, Hu Zayrik Es Adam. The 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is in the Lishkas Perhedrin, so he does different Avodas in order to get used to doing the Avodah for Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says, he's Zayrik the Dam of the Tamid, Umakter Sektoires, Umeite Vesaneres, Umakter Vesaresh Vesaregel, he brings the different Evarim of the Karban Tamid, Veshar Kol Yamim, but the rest of the days of the year, Imratza Lahakriv, or not but, and that's, so that's the Lach of the 7 days of the Prisha. Now, Veshar Kol Yamim, the rest of the days of the year, imratzel hakriv makriv. It's only if he wants to. If he wants to bring and do any carbon that he wants to, he can, and he could choose. Shekohen gadol makriv chelik b'raish, because the Kohen gadol always gets first dibs on whichever carbon he wants to be makriv. B'nayitu chelik b'raish, he can also eat whichever part of the carbon that he wants to eat. He gets first dibs of amongst whatever it could get eaten, so he gets the first dibs on whatever he wants. Now says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Amrav Chista Deloik Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is clearly not like Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, because if it would be like Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Tar Shnafel of Hazah Timatu. So then Hechi Avid Avaida. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you're Mazda on someone that's Tar, the Mechatas on someone that's Tar, so you become Stame. And so being that we're Mazda Kain Gadol during the Prisha, so how could you then do the Avaida? He becomes Tame from the Hazah. So how could he do the Avaida? The Tani learned in the Braisa, Visa Tar Alotame, Alotame Tar, Valtar Tummy, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that when you're Mazda and someone that's Tar, he becomes Tame. And being that Be'etzim, this Kohen Gadol, when he's Pirish, he's Tar. We don't know of any Tome that he has. So we have to say that he becomes Tame from the Hazah. So then how could the Mishnah say that he does all these different Avodas? They say there's no such halacha like that, and they say they say that the pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha. The Gemara and the Hemshech is going to explain where they saw it from, but that the Chachamim say that the pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha, that the dvar hamekabel tuma, that's only considered hazah when you're mazah on something which is mekabel tuma. Mahi, what does that mean? Not like we learned in the Mishnah, that if niskavin lahazis ala behema viza la adam, if you meant to be mazah on the behema, but lamaisi you're mazah on an adam. Now an adam is mekabel tuma, so that's considered hazah. So if yesh be'ezav yishana, so if you still have on the ezav that you dipped into the mechatas, you can reuse it. You never did anything wrong with this May chatas. You did it onto an adam who's mekabel tuma. Now you did it without kavanah, so you have to do it again, but you're allowed to do it again. However, niskavin lahazis, if you had lahazis ala adam, if you had kavanah to be mazan an adam, he's ala behema, in la maisa you were mazan a behema bechayeha is not mekabel tuma. So miyesh be'ezav la yishana, even if there's still mechatas on the ezav, you cannot reuse it, because being that you were mazan on a behema, so, and a behema is not called hazah, because a behema is not mekabel tuma, so it's like you did malacha with the mechatas that passes it, and you cannot reuse it. So that's what the Chachamim learned from this pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to explain my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's makar? Because nechta v'chamana v'izatar alav. The Torah could have said v'izatar alav. We know that we're talking about the tame. My alatame. Why does the Torah stress alatame? Shvam, we know to teach us that al hatame tar, that when you sprinkle on someone that's tame, he becomes tar. V'alatar tame. And if you sprinkle on someone that's tar, so he becomes tame. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say that no, alatame is to teach us a different halacha. That ha'ilad dvarma makabun tumu hudasa. It's coming to teach us that alatame, that's only considered hazah if you sprinkle on something or someone that's makabul tumu. But regarding to this halacha that Rabbi Kiva wanted to be mechadesh, kavuchaymeru. It's a kavuchaymer not like that. Im ala tame tar, if when you sprinkle on someone that's tame, he becomes tar, so ala tar lo kol shekein, so all the more so if you sprinkle on someone that's tar, he should only be like more tar. He definitely shouldn't become tame. Rabbi Kiva will say back to that, hainu de kamer shlomo, that's gufa, what Shlomo Malach said, amarti achkama viruchay kimimani, that I thought, I said I was wise, and I see that chacham is very far from me, because I have no understanding of this halacha, that taka yishver. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say that no, Shlomo Melech said that about a different halacha. Hahu lamazu lamazin alav tar, v'negeh ben tame. That Shlomo Melech said that about the halacha, that the one who sprinkles and the one who gets sprinkled on is tar, but anyone who touches mechatas, he becomes tame. That's what Shlomo Melech said it about. In fact, the Gemara, umazet tar, is the one who sprinkles mechatas really tar? V'aksibot, the Torah says, umazet mechatas ichabes begadov. It says straight out in the pasuk, that one who sprinkles the mechatas, he has to wash, he has to be metar his clothing, he becomes tame. So says the Gemara, my mazet negeah. When the Torah says mazet, it really means someone who touches. Frak the Gemara, vaksiv mazet, vaksiv negeah. It says two different things. It says mazet in the Torah, and then the later in the pasuk it says negeah. Va'aydim, furthermore, mazet by kibis begadim, negeah loy by kibis begadim. They even have different halachas. The mazet, it says about him that he needs to be matar his clothing, and then the negeah not. So you can't tell me that mazet means a negeah. Says the Gemara, Elamai Mazen Noise. Mazen means one who carries without, even without touching, without direct contact, one who carries the Mechatas. Venech Tvachman Noise. So why doesn't the Torah just speak straight out and say Noise? My time exiv Mazen. Why doesn't the Torah call him a Mazen? Says the Gemara, Hakamash Malan, the Be'in and Shir Hazah. That in order to be Metame B'masa, you need to carry enough Mechatas and has to be Shir Hazah. So says the Gemara, Hanich Laman Damar Hazah Tshrich Hashir. That's all good if you say that Hazah requires a Shir. But if you hold the Hazah, it doesn't need a shear. So, what's there to say? Why would the Torah call the Naisei a Mazah? Says the Gemara. Afilu, says the Gemara. Afilu man damar haza ein tzrich hashir. Even afilu man damar that there's no shir. Ani mi legavah de gavra. That machlekes was only said about how much has to go on to the person. Aval b'mana regarding how much mechatas has to be in the kli. To that everyone holds tzrich hashir. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. But ma yehei kame yehei behem yehei kidei haza. How much mechatas has to be in the kli that it's considered kidei haza? That's matam b'masa. Kidei shiitful rashi hagivaylin rashi givaylin v'yaza. Enough that you could dip in the tip of the hyssop branch and be maza with it. So you see that regarding that, everyone holds that there's a shear for tumas masa. So that's why the Torah said maza, to teach us about this shear. But really, when the Torah said maza, it's talking about tumas masa. But either way, we mentioned this whole shaklavataria just to say that Rav Chista wanted to say that you see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because like Rabbi Akiva, when you sprinkle on someone that's tar, he becomes tame. There would be no way for the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah all 7 days that he's in the lishkas parhedrin. He says, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Akiva. We tell him to do the avodah the whole day. And right before Shkia, so then we'll sprinkle him with the mechatas, and he'll go to the mikvah also before Shkia. And then he'll have Harif Shemesh. So the whole day he'll be tar. He'll do the avodah. Right before Shkia, when he finishes the avodah, so that's when we'll sprinkle him. He'll taka become tameh. But then he'll quickly go to the mikvah. He'll have Harif Shemesh a few minutes later, and he'll become tar again, and he'll be able to do the Avaida again the following day. So the says Abai, the Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Akiva.